I'm waggling my finger. I'm shaking it from left to right. No arguing this week. It took me ages to edit the pod. We must agree to disagree.
I disagree.
Okay.
Do you know that's karma, actually?
Is it karma? Okay. Well, I agree with that disagreement. Mm-hmm. But we have had a lot of feedback to get to, so we must crack on. And also, you're still not really well, are you? And I know there may be some big, loud, sniffy coughs to take out as well.
I shall try my best. I shall endeavour to channel wellness for the next hour.
You are actually sounding worse than last week, which is a shame. I thought normally you'd like to think you'd improve, but no, you've gone down a bit. So it's annoying, frustrating. Oh, well. Okay. As is always the case, we refer back to last week's pod, episode 330, titled Horsey Seals or Horsey Seals, and was called so due to me thinking the village of Horsey or Horsey on the Norfolk coast, where there's a colony of grey seals, was pronounced Horsey. And it should be. So some of the feedback from the published post on Facebook is as follows. Maria Wicks, I am so disappointed Horsey isn't pronounced like a horse. That's how I've always read it. Yeah, me too, Maria. Horsey Wind Pump is possibly the best name for a landmark, and
Because you said Horsey then. So Maria thinks Horsey Wind Pump is the best name.
Okay, which is fantastic. Horsey Wind Pump. Horsey Wind Pump sounds, but you know what? We might end up having the same pod title for 2 weeks running. Horsey Wind Pump sounds like a fantastic title. It sounds like a cartoon character. I'm Horsey Wind Pump. It is possibly the best name for a landmark. And I agree with this. So I'm happy to agree to agree. And I know that I passed that very wind pump. And then there's these comments that I'm happy to agree to disagree on, because
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Miriam Sallow says, I love your banter and that you disagree. The pod is never too long, but I'm with Nicola on the 750 shirt and doing a little happy dance.
Yeah, and of course, there's a couple more that agreed with you and I could have put that in.
Yeah. So Susie Bannon says, excellent pod as always. Helped me on my long run, along with a couple of caffeine bullets. I think there should be a 750 shirt. I'm nowhere near. And every 250 after 1,000. I agree, Susie. Susie says 10 years is an awfully long time to wait. And for those of us who work Saturdays, you're looking at a lifetime of waiting. That's a good point, isn't it? Because we were basing our calculations on us.
No, you.
And we go every week.
You were defending your argument about the elder people. Whereas Susie does make a far more prominent point that, of course, yeah, not everybody's free to be available on every Saturday. And of course, some people then can also bring up the argument about volunteering too.
Why is that far more important or pertinent or whatever you said?
I'm just saying it wasn't a point that was brought up, but you were leaning into the... Oh, here we go. You were leaning to the fact that you were acting out like you only cared about the elder people. You don't really. It's mostly about your own gratification. We went over this last week. You're only using it as a shield. You're defending... It's a